Okay, we're back here with the Coach Gary Edwards podcast, here with Coach Edwards, coming off a huge win. Not only did you beat a very talented Clayton State team, Coach, but you recorded your 1,000th victory. How was that moment? And tell us a little bit about last night.
Well, it was outstanding. It was outstanding. I tell you, it was a heck of a game. We got off to a nice lead. We were winning by 21 points in the first half, and then we kind of let the Lakers come back. We had a 13-point lead at halftime, and then they cut that all the way to 4 points with about 5 minutes to go, 6 minutes to go. But as we have done before, our guys did a good job down the stretch, and we were able to come away with a, 107-98, I think, was the final score. So we scored a lot of points last night, and we needed every one of them. That's for sure.
Definitely. Yeah. It was a great win. I know I heard you say a lot of your old coaches and some old friends were in the building to see you get the 1,000th win. So that's a fantastic career milestone, and congratulations again, Coach Edwards.
It was pretty neat. It was really neat. My lovely daughter and wonderful son and their family, they got a trophy for me that was just beautiful. It commemorates the victory and the milestones and all that sort of stuff. It was really, really touching. And then I had some former assistants, former players there. I had a friend who sent me some stuff through the mail. It was pretty neat. It was pretty neat, you know. So it was a nice night for everybody.
Absolutely. Well, the win brings you to overall 16-4, which is impressive. Right. But in the extremely competitive Peach Belt Conference, you guys are now 12-3, and probably the most I think the most impressive stat in regards of wins and losses is your conference away record. You guys are 6-1. Away from home. Can you tell us a little bit about your mentality on the road and why you guys you've had so much success on the road? That's unheard of in the Peach Belt to be, 6-1 at this point in the season in away games.
Yeah, it is. It is. That's very unusual in college basketball to have that much success on the road because it is. It's tough. It's tough on the road. You know, you're a lot of times you're going against the referees and you're going against the home crowd and you're going against baskets that you're not used to the shooting at, but for some reason our guys are pretty comfortable, you know. And I think one of the thing is we're a hard team to guard, you know. I mean, we make shots no matter where we're playing. We could be playing inside or outside or wherever, and we're going to make some shots. So it's hard for us for people to guard us. We usually are scoring quite a few points, and most of the time we just have enough defense that we can hold on. But our guys have just done great jobs. All these games have been close. And as I said before, they're just doing a great job down the stretch. You know, with like 2 or 3 minutes to go, if it's tied or a close game, we have a lot of confidence that we're gonna end up winning the game. And that's really what's happened. So, I'm keeping my fingers crossed. We have one more home game Wednesday night, and then we have three on the road that are going to be crucial next weekend. So I'm hoping that road – luck will continue for us. We're going to need it here as we enter the last couple of weeks of the season.
Yeah, absolutely, for sure. Especially finishing up with three road games, you got to wonder what the scheduling guys were doing when they put that together. But three road games will certainly be a challenge. But I'll get you ready for tournament play, no question. You spoke to how well you guys are actually shooting, and that seems to always be a staple of your teams, especially the teams you've coached at Francis Marion. You guys may, not have the height that other teams, you may not have the strength, but it always seems like you guys are fairly quick, but it also, it's always apparent that you guys are very good shooters. Is shooting something that you really emphasize, not only in the recruiting process, but as the season goes on? You guys are around 40% from the three-point line this season. So that's something you certainly look to utilize. Am I correct?
Right. Yeah, no, we do. And we've always tried to recruit good shooters. But I'll tell you, I never thought throughout much of my career, I didn't think that you could really teach a guy to be a shooter, but I've changed my mind on that. One of my assistant coaches, Tracy Hamner, He has worked with some of our guys, and like Ryan Davis, Kendall Wall, they couldn't shoot it outside their shadow when they got to Francis Marion. And they are both pretty good three-point shooters. Now, earlier in the year, we had a game against Columbus State. We had seven different guys hit a three. And so we've got some guys that have come to us, not very good shooters, but they're becoming good shooters. And then guys like Brandon Parker, he wasn't a very good shooter at all coming out of Sumter High School, and he just worked and worked and worked. I think that's the thing. We've got guys that are willing, you know, to work on their shot in the off season, in the summer. And that's what it takes. Once you get the, you know, your good form down, you just got to have constant repetition. And our guys do that in the summer. And we utilize that a lot in our practice. We shoot a lot of shots in our practices as well. So our guys are really comfortable, you know, when we're shooting the ball in a game. So I think all that's a part of it.
Absolutely. Coach, you gave me a great segue. I wanted to take a look again at Brandon Parker. It's just become business as usual for him. 21 points again last night. He's averaging 20 on the season. And I know you mentioned this last podcast, but I'd like to talk about a little bit about it further. He came in, as you mentioned, as a redshirt guy, as a guy that wasn't highly recruited, and he was a walk-on, if I'm not mistaken. Right? Is that correct? Yeah.
Yes, he was.
And it just seems like every year you have a guy who's a former walk-on who just becomes a 20-plus point scorer for you guys and becomes a premier player in Division II. Can you speak to kind of the mentality you give guys and what that's like for players knowing that, hey, you know, I could come on and be a walk-on here, but by the time I graduate, I could be a player that not only contributes but can be a big-time Division II player?
Well, it is. I think it's good if they have examples, you know, like guys like Brandon and, you know, people, they have other people that they can look to that have done the same thing. And, you know, we're big believers. If you are willing to roll your sleeves up and go to work and have a dream, you can accomplish those things. It's just so many people are not willing to sacrifice and put in the hard work and the loneliness and all that that's required to be extraordinary in anything, let alone playing basketball. But I think our guys have an understanding of that. If they are willing to put the work in and sacrifice, that they can become a lot better and make some of those dreams come true. And because we've had guys, we have concrete examples that they can look at, you know, the Everett Garys and the Dietrich Brownings and now the Brandon Parkers. You know, hey, if they can do it, I can do it, you know. So it's a great example for younger guys coming up in our system. You know, Brandon right now is a great example for our freshmen, Winston Hill and Calix Stevens and some of the younger guys that say, hey, you know, if he can do it, I can do it. So it's neat. I told Brandon I admire him so much for what he's accomplished, because he's accomplished it through a lot of hard work, you know. So all the accolades and all the good things that are happening to him in his senior season, they are well deserved. They don't just happen. They don't just happen. He's made them happen. And that's a pretty neat thing to see.
Absolutely. Another guy on your team who I think has a similar story. And I'd like to hear a little more about his story, if you don't mind, Coach Edwards. That was your 25-point scorer from last night, Jaquez Smith, who I can't imagine was highly recruited at 5'7", but he just seems like he is just an absolute gamer. Can you tell us a little bit about what he's meant to your team this year?
Yeah, no, he's come a long ways as well. I saw him in the East-West All-Star game, the high school game, and like you say, not many people were recruiting him at all, but he had a great competitive spirit. He has great quickness, the whole deal, so we talked him into coming over to Francis Marion, and he's made a lot of strides as well. He's always been quick as lightning, but he couldn't shoot the ball that well. And again, another guy who's worked really hard on his shot in the off season. And man, he was knocking threes down last night, which we really, really needed that. And then probably more importantly than that, he has matured quite a bit. You know, he's much more in control of his emotions out there, much more control of his game. Last night was his best game of his career because he just controlled the pace of the game. only turn the ball over two times, and he handles the ball the majority of the time for us. So I think it's a combination. He's becoming much more confident through the work that he's put in, and that is that has allowed him to be much more stable out there on the floor. He's not up and down. He used to be up and down, not so much now, and that's made him just a really important part of our team this year. And the great thing about him, he's got another year to come back. So I'm really looking forward to coaching Jacques the rest of this season and next season as well.
Absolutely. Having a point guard that you can trust, I know that makes all the difference, not only going into tournament play, but like I said, the rest of the way. One more guy I want to talk about, because he had a career high last night, and I think if this guy in particular gets going, I'm going to be honest, Coach, I don't know how you stop the Francis Marion Patriots offensively, and that's Jaquan Perry, who had a career high 21 points. I just feel like if he gets it going, who do you guard on your team?
Yeah, no, it's true. I mean, we're tough to guard. We're tough to guard because everybody can shoot it. JP had a great night last night. He's a good shooter. We recruited him. He went to Spartanburg Methodist Junior College. He went to high school in Charleston, South Carolina, and went to Spartanburg Methodist. And we recruited him out of there. And if he'd had half a brain, he would have come to us right out of Spartanburg Methodist. But he had that Division I mentality, so he went down to Florida International. It was an okay experience for him, but not what he envisioned. And so we got him just for this 1 year, and he's making the most of it, though. He's really making the most of it. He's had a fine year. He's averaging in double figures. And like you say, when he gets hot, he's as good a shooter as anybody in the conference. So, you know, I mean, really, with Jacques Smith, our little point guard, shooting the ball like he did last night, and JP, and Brandon, we've got a lot of guys that can shoot the ball. As you say, you can't just concentrate on one guy. You know, we really have seven or eight guys that can really knock the three down, and that spreads the floor out and just makes us, we scored 107. We really weren't clicking offensively at times last night, and we still scored 107 points. So, you know, that's pretty potent offense, and bodes well for us, I think, down the stretch here.
Absolutely. It's got to be refreshing as a coach to see so many different guys. I mean, you have such a mix of guys this year. You have someone like Brandon Parker who's walked on and become a star. You have guys like a Jaquan Perry that you just mentioned that went the Division I route, wasn't necessarily what he was looking for, and now he's having these opportunities at Francis Marion. And then you guys have a couple, two or three talented freshmen who are coming in and performing with you. It just seems like there's an energy with Francis Marion right now, and guys got to believe, looking at this program, that this is a place where good things can happen for you if, like you said, you put in the work and where opportunities can come for you.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt. I mean, we're a program on the rise, and I think we've got the best coaching staff in the country. I've got four assistants that just do an amazing job with the guys. And not only are you going to enjoy your time on the floor and win games and all that, you're going to become a better basketball player. Anybody who's interested in becoming better and seeing what they can do with this game, I don't think there's any better place in the country than our place. We have the evidence. Guys are doing it, and guys are playing. They're graduating. They're going overseas and playing professional basketball. So we're definitely a program on the rise, and really proud of the guys and what they've accomplished here. So.
Absolutely. That kind of leads me into my last question, Coach, and we'll get you out of here. It just seems like really the past 2 years, especially, that Francis Marion men's basketball, that you guys just have a new attitude, a new mindset where you expect to win. You go into any game you play, whether it be Augusta, USC Aiken, Pembroke, and you guys are expecting to win. You're expecting to be at that top spot when the league is all said and done. Can you tell me a little bit about that journey and how exciting it is right now to be a part of a program that, like you said, is on the rise and certainly one of the, if not the elite program in the conference?
Yeah, I think, like Dietrich Browning was a big part of that. Dietrich was such a great player from Irmo High School, won state championship there, and then came to us and became a really good player for us and was so unselfish. And that kind of started permeating through the entire program. Better players wanted to come and play with him, and they would see how unselfish he is. So we became a very unselfish team. We became a very hardworking team. We became a very competitive team. That's the biggest thing, I think, right now. Our guys are very tough competitors. You know, there are many times, like Brandon Parker, he's 6'3". There are many times there's no rhyme or reason why he should get a rebound over a 6'8 guy, but he does. He does. He gets it done. And he shows his heart and his competitiveness. And that's going through our entire program. Our guys just are very, very competitive. As I say, our coaching staff is great. Coach Hamner and Coach Dobbles and the whole crew, Coach Funk, you know, they just do work. They work magic with our guys. I mean, I really think they work magic with our guys and make them believe maybe they're better than they are. You know, I think we just have a lot of confidence right now. You know, they make them believe they're better than they are until they can get to that level. And they work very hard to get to that, you know? So it's cool. It's really great to see. I mean, it's a great place to see. I think our seniors have great senior years. Our young guys are coming up. We've got a great group of young guys. So, you know, we're doing well now. And I think the best is yet to come for the Patriots.
Absolutely. The pride of Florence, South Carolina is the Francis Marion Patriots men basketball team, as it should be. And I think that's shown in the crowds that you guys have seen this year and the support that's come your way. It's well-deserved, Coach. So we Amen. Certainly appreciate you taking time out of your Sunday to meet with us today. Congratulations again on the 1,000th win, and we look forward to talking to you the rest of the way.
All right. Awesome. Talk to you again later. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks, Coach. And don't forget, you can, if you want to comment with Coach, if you want to start a discussion with Coach, he does have a blog page on his CoachGaryEdwards.com website where you can reach out to him and talk to him about various things about the season. He's more than willing and open to communicate with those of you in the community. Also, you'll find information there about his book collection, which can be purchased on Amazon, the columns of Coach Gary Edwards. He's got a four-book series out right now on Amazon. And you can also find flyers and information about the Four Great Days of Summer, which is an exclusive Coach Gary Edwards camp that gets bigger and bigger every year. So you can find all that, again, at CoachGaryEdwards.com. We thank you for joining us on the Coach Gary Edwards podcast. We will get back to you probably after Coach's Wednesday game this week. So thanks again for joining us. Bye-bye.